Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Umgehen is to avoid. Umgehen, to avoid. How would you say I avoid? Ich umgehe. You see, umgehen is an inseparable verb. So the prefix um is not separated. Ich umgehe. So it's used as a normal verb. Ich umgehe. How would you say you avoid? Du umgehst. How would you say you avoid the question? Du umgehst die Frage. Yeah, die Frage is the question. Du umgehst die Frage. You avoid the question. How would you say you avoid my question? Du umgehst meine Frage. How would you say you're avoiding my question? Du umgehst meine Frage. So it's the same. We don't have this ing form in German. You avoid or you are avoiding is the same in German. We have just one present tense. So we say you avoid or you are avoiding would be the same. Du umgehst meine Frage. How would you say you avoid her question? Du umgehst ihre Frage. Ihre Frage, her question. So her is ihr, but we add an I because die Frage is feminine. So we say ihre Frage. Du umgehst ihre Frage. You avoid her question. How would you say you avoid his question? Du umgehst seine Frage. So sein is his. Seine Frage, his question. Du umgehst seine Frage. How would you say you can avoid the question? Du kannst die Frage umgehen. You see, now we're using here two verbs. Du kannst, you can. And umgehen is the second verb because we're using können, du kannst, the modal verb können. And now the second verb is in the infinitive. Like in English, you can avoid. Du kannst umgehen. The second verb, umgehen, is kicked to the very end. Du kannst die Frage umgehen. In German, whenever you have two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Du kannst die Frage umgehen. How would you say, you can avoid my question? Du kannst meine Frage umgehen. How would you say, you can't avoid my question? Du kannst meine Frage nicht umgehen. How would you say you can't avoid his question? Du kannst seine Frage nicht umgehen. How would you say you can't avoid her question? Du kannst ihre Frage nicht umgehen. How would you say, how can I avoid her question? Wie kann ich ihre Frage umgehen? How would you say, how can I avoid his question? Wie kann ich seine Frage umgehen? How would you say, you can simply avoid his question. Du kannst einfach seine Frage umgehen. So we can say einfach for simply. You can simply avoid his question. Du kannst einfach seine Frage umgehen. How would you say you simply avoid his question? Du umgehst einfach seine Frage. Now we're using just umgehen, one verb. So du umgehst einfach seine Frage. How would you say you simply avoid her question? Du umgehst einfach ihre Frage. How would you say you can avoid his question with a counter question? Du kannst seine Frage mit einer Gegenfrage umgehen. Du kannst seine Frage, you can his question, mit einer Gegenfrage, with a counter question. So the counter question in German is die Gegenfrage. Gegen is against, so it's the question against. Gegenfrage, die Gegenfrage. Mit einer Gegenfrage. Mit is a preposition that triggers always the dative. So the female dative article is der with er. So we say mit einer with er at the end. Mit einer Gegenfrage with a counter question. Du kannst seine Frage mit einer Gegenfrage umgehen. How would you say you can't avoid her question with a counter question? Du kannst ihre Frage mit einer Gegenfrage umgehen. How would you say you can avoid my question with a counter question? Du kannst meine Frage mit einer Gegenfrage umgehen. How would you say you can avoid his question with a proper answer? Du kannst seine Frage mit einer passenden Antwort umgehen. Mit einer passenden Antwort, with a proper answer. Die Antwort ist die answer. Die Frage ist the question. Mit einer passenden Antwort, with a proper answer. How would you say you can avoid her question with a proper answer? Du kannst ihre Frage mit einer passenden Antwort umgehen. How would you say you can avoid my question with a proper answer? Du kannst meine Frage mit einer passenden Antwort umgehen. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb erkennen, to realize. Erkennen, to realize. Like when you say, I realize that I was wrong. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.